My name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. It's only appropriate that in this week, when the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences bestowed the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award to the Motion Picture and Television Fund, I honor Holly Prado Northrup, who lived in the community the fund established until her death in 2019. I met Holly only a few times, but it was enough time to know that she was a force in LA's literary community. In addition to her own writing, and with her husband, Harry Northrup, she established Cahuenga Press with the goal of representing the best in the small press tradition. No surprise there, because, as Harry reports, she said, "I love writing. It's the deepest pleasure I know." Today's poem is Harry, It's Raining, by Holly Prado Northrup. Harry, it's raining. Your knees against mine as we sleep, 5 a.m. Ah, there's still time to stay here in bed. When I do get up, I sit at my desk in my pajamas with two candles lit and Tibetan peace incense burning. My prayer lifts with the lively twists of smoke. May the day pass smoothly so we can get to evening, when we plan to eat out, then see a movie, then come home and go to sleep again. What an ordinary prayer. I hope not an insult to the Tibetan Buddhists who made the incense, who built a floor-to-ceiling mandals for the universal peace, all by hand, infusing it with everything they, enlightened monks, understood about peace for the entire world. But isn't creating peace in one's own life a step toward the whole? Aren't our knees gently touching a mandala forming peaceful symmetry? Maybe tonight we're doing our best for peace when we eat at Zumaya's, then settle in to watch an Italian movie about the mafia. Kurt Vonnegut once wrote that if there were angels, he wants them organized along the lines of the mafia. I agree. Tightly knit bands of angels could surely do more good than fluttery, independent contractor angels. As the incense smoke curls, I believe in angels, in Buddhism's intricate cosmos, in Catholic saints, in our plain Protestant carpenter, Christ. He said, love. That's it. That's my prayer, breathed into the sweet-smelling incense. Love. Peace. Nothing new, but so what? The day opens itself as I pray for our knees, my darling, which touch each other with the delicacy of folded angel wings. We are saving the world with our knees. Knees for peace. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast will be available on the library's website. In the future, episodes will be available on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.